From Johannesburg to Jerusalem, the world is always changing, growing and innovating. Join Benji Shulman for the next hour as he brings you the trendsetters, the thought leaders and those creating news before it happens. Only on the New Blue Review, your favorite Jewish culture and current affairs show. Every Monday at 9 a.m. right here on 101.9 Chai FM.
You're listening to 101.9 Chai FM. I'm Benji Shulman. This is the New Blue Review. Welcome to the program on this slightly chilly Monday morning. Hope that you are doing very, very well out there and are looking forward to the week ahead. We have a jam-packed show lined up for you today, as we always do. Later on, we're going to be looking into our Middle East insights, seeing what's going on this week in that part of the world. But this particular episode, we're actually be focusing a little bit on education. I'm going to be commenting on that later on, including some interesting insights into our matric pass rate and what that means for some current legislation that is being put across in Parliament and where that might get us. But before we get to the commentary stage, we are going to go kind of fairly local in the show this morning. Because of where the station is stationed, where it's situated, we often get people asking us about sort of local things around the traffic or around things are going on in sort of the immediate neighborhood. And one of those has to do with Sandringham High School. So Sandringham High School is nearby where the station is. And it is a school which is, I think a lot of listeners probably went there or knew people who went there, has a number of famous alumni, journalists and business people, sports people, perhaps most famously Trevor Noah. And unfortunately, it's a school that has, like many schools that were what you used to call formal Model C schools, sort of had a tough time of it at the moment. And you can very much see it as you drive past the school on George Avenue where it's located. And a lot of people always ask me in particular, because I went to Sandringham about 20 years ago now, I was the head boy. So people always want to know what is going on. So I can't always answer them properly because I haven't been in too much contact with the school since I left 20 years ago, but I thought we would get a man who is in contact and is actually doing a lot of good things in the school. And someone who I really have only seen intermittently since 20 years ago, since I left the school. He was in my class. His name is Frankie Coda. And he is part of efforts to rejuvenate the school. So I thought, let's get him on and let's hear some good news about what is going on in the education sector. Frankie, thank you so much for joining us on Chai FM.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It's an honor to be here. So, I mean, as you mentioned, I shared a classroom with you, shared many good memories with you as head boy. And, you know, it's for me, the worst part is, you know, I sort of reside in the area and I've sort of watched Sandringham over the years. It's been really sad to watch over the transition of the school over the past 10 years. I mean, as you mentioned, and as many of the surrounding community members will tell you, it hasn't been in a great state of affairs. You know, mismanagement, sort of compounding budget cuts has really plunged the school in a lot of hardship. And sort of it's been very difficult for the school to come out of this curve. And, you know, you'll notice over the last couple of years, after the last couple of months, a lot of the private sector has physically gotten involved. We're sort of seeing an upward movement. The school's propelled the pass rate from what was 46% to now 94%. And that's purely because the principal, Mr. Pascal, is, you know, heavily focused on the academic side. And sort of his request to us as the alumni was, you know, how do you guys take ownership for the things we can't do? You know, we can get people through matric, but I can't give them a pretty school. So, like, how do we as the, you know, the outsiders or as the alumni get involved? And sort of that's what spurred on me reaching out to you and saying, well, there's an opportunity here to rebuild what was, you know, the best Model C public school in the area.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about that in a minute and what the initiatives are. If you're a Sandringham High School alumni, or if you maybe live in the area or you have some interest, 061-895-1019, that is the WhatsApp line. You can message us there, 061-895-1019. We'd love to hear from you and your thoughts. Frankie, I mean, what spurred you to get on involved in the first place? I mean, you also left school quite a long time ago. Is it just that you live in the area? What or was there something special about the school that you felt like you wanted to recreate somehow?
You know, it's funny. There's everyone has a certain quote or motto that they live by in life. And I mean, as cliche as this might sound, the one that I've sort of kept with me my whole sort of life and career has been one, my primary school motto, which was Floreat Quisque, which is together we flourish. And funny enough, the other one that I sort of guide or sort of try and mold my life towards is the Sanrian one, which is factum non verbum, which is the deed, not the word. And I, you know, sort of looking at the school and sort of some of the memories I created and sort of living in the area, it spurred on this thing of pride. You know, when we went to that school, you know, we probably had the greatest first team rugby and the first team hockey. And our cricket fields were impeccable, you know. Like, so driving past and sort of seeing the state of how it's, you know, fallen apart makes me really sad. And I feel like if every alumni member just owns one piece of this puzzle, we can get the school back to former glory. You know, there's various initiatives. Like, I mean, I could probably spend the whole hour unpacking them, but most notably the biggest one is a collaboration with EduSafe. It's a community of people together with CAP and the public of the Department of Education. And this model is sort of what rejuvenated JEPI. Mm-hmm. You know, if anyone knows JEPI School for Boys, 10 years ago it was in the same state as Sandringham, if not worse. And if you fast forward 10 years to where JEPI is today, you know, with the role of EduSafe, Rob Katzen, CAP, the Department of Education, it's now a pristine all-boys school where the alumni plays a critical role. I mean, I don't know if you went to the rugby festival, but they have probably Joburg's strongest first rugby. And this is, you know, a phoenix story from the ashes to where we are today.
So one part of the story of the school's decline from really what was, you know, a place that was really very multicultural. There was lots of different languages and people and perspectives. And then it just sort of, you know, and at the same time was getting these very high educational outcomes as well as other sort of outcomes. In sports and culture and all of these sorts of things. There was a problem with principles, principles, where, you know, there was issues and maladministration, as you say. But and often when you speak to education experts, they say the principle is like the key to like turning everything around. You can't do anything unless that's really working. So tell us a little bit about the current principal, because he seems to be a guy, from what you're telling us, who has his head screwed on correctly.
Yeah, so Pascal has been a breath of fresh air, to be honest. He arrived on the scene a year ago, and he made his intentions very clear. I mean, without delving into too much detail, I mean, the school has battled, you know, amongst with poor pass rates, problems with vandalism. As many will know, like sort of the river adjacent to the school is sort of not really, you know, there's no barricade between the river and the school, so there's been some challenges with theft, vandalism, drugs, you know, the norm, we would say. And he made his, you know, he made his stance very clear that he's not going to accept any of this. So his plan of action was obviously to cut down on students that are problematic. He's been resolving the crime issue together with the local CPF. He's gotten SAPS involved. So he's really taken the bull by the horns. And you know, as I mentioned previously, you know, he's like, my interaction with him when we started our initiative at the school was, I can either focus on the pass rate, you know, getting more kids through the system to matriculate with good marks, or I can focus on giving the community a pretty looking school. You know, and he's like, I'd rather opt to get kids through matric whilst the private sector focuses on helping us make the school pretty. And that's where EduSafe falls in, myself with the Den. You know, there's various initiatives that are undergo at the moment.
So how many kids do we have now at the school? Is it like
in the region of 1,200?
Okay, so class, it's a proper big.
Yeah, class sizes of 45. You know, per class, students per class. So it's hard. I mean, the one thing that the community at large will see is there's kids at school on weekends. Mm-hmm. There's kids at school on public holidays. And this is testament to the school investing time in the students. And why kids are there on weekends and public holidays is because they're there for extra lessons. You know, they're there to really get the pass rate up.
Which is, I think, first port of call. We're talking to Frankie Coder today, who's talking to us about initiatives to try and help Sandringham High School. If you want to be part of the conversation, 061-895-1019. That is the WhatsApp line. I'm Benji Shulman, and this is 101.9 High FM.
This is the New Blue Review with Benji Shulman.
101.9 High FM, talking today to Frankie Coda, who is involved in helping Sandringham High School get back to what it used to all be about, which was a great school. So, Frankie, before the break, we were talking about the actual school itself and some of the challenges that it was facing. And one of the things about Sandringham is a very big school. I mean, just at a size level, I mean, we were talking about the fact that there was a hospital at the size, at the physical size, it's very large. And if you drive past this, you can see the fields are slightly an issue and the courts. And I suppose you can't tackle it all at once. Yeah. So maybe start by telling us what are some of the sort of infrastructural things that are being focused on, because I get the sense that that's a core part of where you guys are at.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, core to this is the alumni committee. So we've finally formalized an alumni committee with the chairman, Marilyn. She's the chairman. There's a constitution. We're trying to get some momentum with that. You know, I think for many years the alumni has been missing, and now we've finally got this going. So we'll obviously share contact details after, but that's gotten some momentum. The other big noteworthy sort of contribution to the school is EduSafe, which I alluded to earlier. But I mean, what should make everyone in the community's heart set at ease is that from 1 June, CAP will actively be involved in the school itself. So, but what I mean by that, CAP will have a full rotation of guards morning and evening. CAP will be stationed there. There'll be off-site monitoring. So by and large, the school will be protected, whereas historically that wasn't the case.
So just explain to us what EduSafe is. I mean, you've mentioned CAP, and I suspect most listeners will be aware about what that is from a security perspective.
Yeah.
What is EduSafe and how does it fit in here?
So EduSafe is an initiative spurred on by a gentleman called Rob Katzen. It's pretty much an initiative that sets out to create good structural models for Model C schools, you know, taking Model C schools that are in bad condition, restructuring them, giving them a new, you know, fresh coat of paint, fresh breath of air. And this is the underpinned by sort of CAP being part of the initiative in the Department of Education. So it's very much around rehabilitating schools that are in sort of a state of disrepair, mitigating drugs, vandalism, those kind of things. And sort of this is a working model. So, I mean, they brought JP Boys back to former glory, and now the same model kicks off at Sandringham 1 June.
So in other words, what you're saying here kind of is that we have the principal, we've got a good principal, he's focusing on the education bit to try and make sure that we're getting good educational outcomes for these kids.
Yeah.
The safety issue, which is often a problem at schools, you know, as you say, drugs, violence, this sort of thing, that's where these EduSafe kind of people come on to make sure that we have a safe environment for these kids.
Correct.
And then the alumni side is to now start to see what can be done around the physical infrastructure of the school.
Spot on. So, I mean, there's a few initiatives on the go, right? So
I've seen some stuff about libraries,
yeah,
and about gyms. So talk to us about a few of those.
Yeah, so there's an amazing gentleman called Andrew. Sorry, Mike, his surname's escaped me, but his name's Andrew from Olico. And he's pretty much sort of taken over the library, revamped it. He's created a facility for students to come do extra maths and extra science. You know, so he's created a full technological ecosystem where kids can come in and do extra work, you know. And this is what's propelling the pass rate, is that kids now have weekend and public holiday classes. They have extra classes after school in the library. So, you know, he's played a fundamental role. So a massive shout out to Andrew and Olico. The other one is the Balderstone Sports Institute. So if anyone's taken a drive past the fields, you will have noticed that there's now fully manicured fields. Mm-hmm. And that's thanks to the Balderstone Sports Institute. They've created a full soccer academy. Obviously, they bring kids from outside to come train. But as part of that sort of exchange is they physically are growing a team for the school itself. That's the one initiative. The other one is, you know, something that I'm very, very proud of, is sort of there's a functional fitness gym that started off at Sandringham High School. So if anyone remembers the old gymnasium, that's been turned into a fully functional fitness facility, which has people coming in and doing CrossFit, HYROX, not your typical gymnasium work where there's, you know, weights and egos, but a fully functional fitness facility. Yes, I mean, that's open.
And is the idea of that to sort of serve the students, or is the idea kind of to use the space effectively and then generate income for the school, or is it a different model entirely?
No, I mean, so it's a hybrid model, right? So obviously the gymnasium operates on sort of bringing external people in to come and train. There's a commercial aspect to that.
Yeah.
You know, where the gymnasium gives back to the school and to the community is, you know, that area was abandoned. You know, when we took over, it was knee-high in water. stolen copper, stolen electrical. So a lot of investment has gone into rehabilitating the space.
Okay.
The exchange, sort of like the agreement with the school is, will, you know, the facility itself maintains that area as well as the swimming pool and keeps up the upkeep. And then what we give back is grade 11s and matrics can have access to a gym facility where they train. And our goal is to change one life at a time if we can. You know, we want to try and note, like, see kids that have got potential early on, take them with us to CrossFit challenges, to high rocks competitions, and sort of build them up to be somewhat of an athlete. And that hasn't been sort of without thanks to, you know, Kevin from Gardenology, who's really helped us manicure the space. He's helped us build up the space. He's also going to be opening up a full nursery in the space so the community can come in and buy trees and flowers, etc. And again, this just sort of speaks to the support from the community by and large, and sort of how everyone has come together to really grow the space.
Very, very interesting. Okay, so that's, and I'm particularly happy to hear that that the swimming pool is back, because that was a huge issue at the school. So you say that that's basically, you know, for many years it was like sort of not a great situation. So that's actually a fully functioning pool again.
No, so I mean we're a couple of months out. So I mean, if anybody knows or wants to know the state of the gymnasium, I'm happy to share it. So obviously our first port of call was rehabilitate the gymnasium in that space, and sort of where our next focus area has become now is a swimming pool. We've received some scary prices to rejuvenate it.
Well, it's a massive pool. That's the thing.
Yeah, right? it's an amazing pool. I mean, if you want to get it back to a FINA standard, you're looking at about 1.1 million rand to rejuvenate the pool. So our goal is just to get a functional blue pool by 1 September. And again, it's giving back to the school. So, you know, we'll have swimming lessons for grade 8s through to matric. You know, the pool will be open up to the community. Obviously, there'll be a sort of subscription for it. But again, it's, you know, trying to get more people back into the space.
That is, yeah. So that's extremely interesting. And in terms of, you know, we have a question here from someone who was asking about the, you know, there was the principal that ran away, there was an old principal, and then I think they fired him or whatever. Like, this is now like 10 or 15 years old. But I mean, in terms of the actual school's ability to like pay staff and teachers and just keep things running, I mean, how stable are the finances in general in terms of all of that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not privy to all the finer detail, but I mean, some of the conversations I've been privy to is sort of Pascal's, the current principal. You know, he's been sort of left in a pool of debts by previous administration. So the last I remember, there was a 1 million rand outstanding bill for water, which now he's curtailed and brought it down to where the municipality owes him. You know, so I think from that perspective, the school is somewhat doing okay with finances. As all things with the Department of Education, there's budget cuts. And so he needs to deploy funds where he best can to better students' lives. And so that's sort of been why the building to some degree has gone through a bad patch, where you'll see leaking taps. And there's, I mean, the scary thing is, which is worth highlighting in this interview, is by and large, a school has maybe two functional male toilets and two functional female toilets. I mean, that's horrific.
Yeah.
So, you know, one of the things the alumni are doing at present is raising funds to, you know, give the students some proper functional bathrooms.
Right. Okay. So those are some of the projects that are online. So first of all, like, where can people find out more information about that?
So
the school, about the general, you know, the alumni, I think, because people are often wanting to know what's going on and all of that.
Yeah. So in the coming weeks, we'll be launching a standalone alumni website. Sandringham in itself has just released itself a brand new website, which I built and sponsored to the school. So Sandringham itself has its own website. On there, you'll find the latest updates, what the alumni is doing, what they're, you know, sort of what they're doing by and large for the school, and whatever initiatives on the go. In the coming weeks, like I said, the alumni will have its own website. But if you do want to make contact, just email alumni@sandringhamhighschool.co.za, and one of the alumni members will get back to you. I mean, this is a massive call out to the community by and large to take ownership of a piece of legacy. You know, jump in with us. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be a lot of hard work, but you know, if everyone takes ownership of one piece of this puzzle.
And you know, obviously, I mean, you, with these things, money is often a question and people want to get. But I'm assuming that that the big issue here is skills and people getting involved. So what sort of stuff, you know, people kind of often will look at this kind of situation and say, look, what can I do, you know? So what have you seen that's been helpful for people?
So it's hard to say, right? I mean, at this juncture, I think anyone that's willing to throw a hand up to help, you know, please make contact with us. We'll obviously have to triage it based on what's important for the school. Like I mentioned before, I mean, a school that doesn't have, has 1,200 learners, but only has four bathrooms or four functioning bathrooms is unacceptable by any standard. Yeah. So, you know, if there's someone in the community that's willing to get involved from that perspective, I mean, please throw your hands up. Coat of Paint, you know, Paint Fellas has been amazing in sponsoring paint. You know, so if anyone, again, wants to get involved from a building perspective to help fix cracks or paint, you know, it takes these little micro moments of brilliance and we can get the school back to where it needs to be. So, if it, I mean, again, reach out, alumni@sandringham highschool.co.za. And no matter what skill set you've got, we'll find a place for you to help.
Amazing. Frankie Coda, thank you so much for coming in and telling us what is going on in the community and around the school. And just for your work in putting an effort in, I think it's I think for the community living around the school, that will be something that they'll be happy to hear that something is being done. And don't stand by the sidelines. Just help get involved and see what you can do. Ultimately, that's actually how community institutions like schools stay afloat, I guess. I mean, one more thing I want to ask was from the parents' perspective, because, I mean, that's obviously the parents. Is that buy-in that you're getting as well and connections that you're able to leverage?
Yes, I mean, I think by and large, you know, the headmaster has sort of rallied the SGP, so the school governing body, and parents by and large into this. We have full buy-in. So the school, I mean, the school understands that it's in a difficult place. The SGB, the school governing body, has really shot the lights out. They really want to get involved. They want parents. So it's been amazing to see over the last couple of months that I've been involved that everyone's come together and no one has said no. No one's backed down to challenge. So I think the only missing piece is the community around the school. And we all want it, right? We all want to drive past the school and be happy that the grass is cut, the kids are well-dressed, which we can see happening slowly. But, you know, if we all get involved, I think we can turn it around.
Amazing. And so you said we should look to the 1st of June to being a potential launch of some of these initiatives as well.
Correct. So, again, 1 June, the most noticeable change will be
security aspects.
Yeah, I think CAP will be in full force on the ground. With that comes the green team. So surrounding perimeters to the school will be manicured and trimmed and cleaned. Inside the school itself, from a maintenance of the gardening perspective, there's Kevin and his team from Gardenology that will start taking ownership of inside the school, slowly manicuring the inside school, as well as opening up a nursery. The gymnasium, I mean, that's in full force. If anybody wants to join, just head over to thedengym.co.za, sign up, come train. Olico and the guys from Andrew from doing extra tuition. If anybody wants to give back, you know, in terms of extra lessons, who's a qualified teacher that wants to put in extra work, please reach out to alumni@sandringham highschool.co.za. We're not going to say no. Interesting fact, I mean, I didn't know this, but last year Sandringham finished, I think, third or fourth nationally for economics in terms of pass rate.
Sure.
And that was all because the kids were at extra holiday classes with a third-party educator, you know. So anyone that can lend a hand from a tuition perspective, we won't say no.
Amazing. Well, there you go. That's what you can go check out. Go check out the new website, sandringhamhighschool.co.za. Is that the correct one?
Correct.
You can be in touch with the alumni from there. Frankie Coda, thank you so much for joining us on 101.9 High FM.
Thank you, and thank you for your listeners for taking time to listen.
We'll be following that very, very closely.